Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome. Welcome to the show today. Well, I'm excited. I'm always excited, though. But, you know, it's the way we live. It's like the young people say. It's what we do. We let it do what it does. And, you know, this is December. We are here in December, fully in December. Today being December the 6th. We are very grateful to be right here on Blog Talk Radio, an international, global internet radio station. That in and of itself is just amazing. Talk about humble beginnings. Well, we welcome you to the show this morning, bright and early on Monday morning, and we have, I think, an exciting topic for those individuals who want to understand and who really want to get over their fear. So we're going to talk today about how to overcome your fears. You know, fears, I found that fears can be very crippling. I mean, fears can just really take us down a road of despair. Fear can lead us into a road, it can lead you down a road of depression. Many people who hold back on their gifts and their talents, their skills and their abilities can really, really a lot of times be caught up in fear. A lot of times we think that people who don't use their talents and gifts, sometimes we believe that it's because they either don't want to or they don't know how to. But for so many, I've found in my sessions that I've talked with people, coaching sessions, counseling sessions, that at the heart of a lot of what they don't do is because of fear. So I thought, you know what? If we're going to really take this life by storm, and if we're going to really, I mean, storm into 2011 and really begin to see dramatic changes in our lives, begin to really live over the top, not just at the top. And yes, it's wonderful as we're going higher to stop and smell the roses along the way. But let's keep the goal in mind. Let's look at what we're trying to achieve and realize that we want to be all that God has created us to be. And one thing we know for sure, He did not give us a spirit of fear. And if we're really going to achieve the job of our dreams, the marriage of our dreams, the relationships of our dreams, the singleness of our dreams, you know, I have lived long enough and been around enough people to realize that some people actually love being single. And I'm not talking about those people that are single but living as though they're married. So that's confusion there, and we know God is not the author of confusion. But I'm talking about people who are single. You can tell they're single, and they absolutely love it. And anybody who wants to know more about that, you should actually come to the retreat that we are hosting this coming weekend, Saturday, all day at the Wyndham Hotel in Newark, New Jersey. We have an awesome, awesome speaker who is going to be there talking about that very topic, being single, being sanctified, being celibate for real. I'm so excited. You don't want to miss the retreat for that. But I'll talk a little bit about that towards the end of the show, because I know that somebody wants more information about this retreat, because it is going to be powerful and dynamic and life-changing. But getting back to this fear, there's so much fear. And there are many reasons why some people are letting fear stop them. Some people are letting fear stop them from getting, believe it or not, what they really want out of life. It could be their family. It could be their friends. Sometimes family can stop you from what you really want out of life. And I know that's hard to think about, and it's kind of hard to wrap our minds around that. But just accept it, you know. There is something that says, just, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. So while on the one hand, yes, you want to understand everything that you can, but at the same time, you know, don't waste your time trying to understand things that are just non-understandable, so to speak. And trying to understand why family and friends would try to stop you from getting the things that you want out of life, it's a waste of time. You come out better spending your time developing yourself and developing what I call the success mind. You have to develop a mind for success, realizing that we came into the world and everything we learned came from our development, from our environment. The people that raised us, the people that influenced us, the people that impacted us that were in our environment, whether it be our household, the neighborhood, or the school. But our earliest environments were our household. And whoever was in that household, that's where we got our influence. And there's a famous child psychologist, I believe his name is Piaget. And if I stand corrected, one of you psychologists or persons who know about this can please correct me. But one of the famous child psychologists said that children, by the age five, they have already learned so much that their basic personality and character is set by age five. And I know that sounds very strange and odd to people, but what I like to think about when I say stuff like that, as I'm talking to people, is not to give you any more fear, but it's to give you a future. It's to give you forward thought. In other words, now that you know this, any child that you meet, if your own children begin to have children, maybe you missed the mark with your own children. You know, God is a loving and forgiving God. He really will give you more chances. I love him. He's beyond the God of the second chance. He's like the God of the 2 millionth chances, because I know he's given me thousands of chances to get it right. As a matter of fact, I say each and every day, and every day when I wake up, I always try to thank God for another opportunity to get it right. And so you have more opportunities, but when we tell people who have little children, realize that from the day they get here, and even before that, while they're in the womb, you know, they can hear you. So you can even begin to speak to your unborn child inside your womb, but certainly when they get here, from day one, realize from day one to age five, try your best to pour all kinds of solid, positive, developing, successful type teaching into that child. Of course, you're not going to stop once they hit age five. But you'll find that if you do that, the rest of the years of your development with them will be much, much easier. And if you neglect to establish and build successful foundational principles in your child from age birth to five, the rest of your development with that child will be probably difficult. It'll be a very challenging road. So just keep that in mind, and especially for individuals who are still yet, you know, have not had children and want to do this, make sure you get that down pat. But overcoming fear, what does it take? You know, sometimes I believe when people, because I know I did this too, and so I just wonder how many other people do it as well. When we see people who are fearless, when we see fearless people, and we see very courageous people, do we just think they were born that way? You know, I believe sometimes people feel that. I mean, they were born that way, so it can't happen to me if that's how they were born. Well, I don't know about that. Let's see how you can overcome, because I don't think that's the case with most people. I think people learn how to be courageous, and that's what it takes to overcome fear. You can overcome the fear of success. You can overcome the fear of failure. You can overcome fears to use your gifts and talents, skills and abilities. You can overcome the fear of going back to school. You can overcome the fear of getting married. And so many areas, so many things that you can overcome the fear of being rich. You know, Susie Orman has a whole book and teaching and program, television show. She's on the internet. She's on radio. She's everywhere. Because she wrote a book that talked about the courage to be rich. And so you need courage. If you talk to any athlete, any famous person, successful person, a CEO of a very successful company, maybe the company you work for. Many of you work for very powerful, dynamic organizations that at one point was just a person's dream or their idea. You might work for IBM, you may work for the Dish Network, you may work for a major airline like American Airlines or Continental, and now they've merged with Delta. You may work for major cable companies, Comcast and Xfinity. You may work for Facebook. You may work for the school systems, colleges. You may work for yourself. But certainly if you work for major companies, before that company became a major company, it was nothing. It was someone's idea, someone's dream. Someone had a goal. Someone had a vision. If you're attached to a major church or a major house of worship or what have you, before it got to be major, it was minor. So what did it take for those individuals to get started? How did they get courageous? How do they get courageous? That's what we want to talk about today. How to overcome the fear of success. How to overcome the fear, you see, of wanting to be all that God has created you to be. Well, it starts with failing, believe it or not. Believe it or not, to overcome fear, sometimes you do have to fail and make mistakes. You have to try, even though you are afraid. You have to go and do it anyway. And whatever is holding you back, once you do it, you will instantly, immediately, I can almost promise it, I can almost guarantee that when you try something that you are afraid of doing, the one thing will come out of that is confidence and courage. Confidence and courage. And then you will build. It becomes a building block. Now that you have a little bit of river a little bit can leaven the whole lump. So now that you have just a little bit of confidence and or courage, now you're ready to do another thing, okay? So then there's another thing that you could be afraid to do or fearful. But the way the mind works and it's a memory is going to remind you that you've already done something that was scary and that you achieved it. So you're going to do something else. And guess what? You're going to have more courage, more confidence, and you're going to keep going in that same pattern. Fear, something you want to do is going to come your way. Fear may set in. You're going to do it anyway, and then you're going to become confident, and you're going to have courage. And before you know it, you're going to become this gigantic, courageous person, like much like David, had so much courage. And remember Joshua, God told him over and over, be of good courage, be courageous. He told, I just love God, he's amazing. He told Joshua, be utterly courageous. God doesn't want you fearful. Go and start that business. Go give that speech. Go have that meeting. Talk to your supervisor, to your manager. Maybe you want a raise. Maybe you want a new position within the company that you're in. Maybe you want to go to the bank and try to get a loan for $20,000 or $10,000 or whatever you need for that business. Be courageous on today. Maybe you want to sit down and talk to your children about what they're doing in their lives, but you're fearful that they won't receive it or they won't listen, but do it anyway. Maybe it's a relationship situation that you need to have a conversation with someone about, but you're fearful. Go and have that conversation. Now, here's the thing. In order to overcome fear and to really begin to live the life of your dreams, once you've done it, now you have to assess. You have to evaluate the result. Evaluate the result of what happened. And if you're going to truly live out your true purpose in life, you're going to have to be courageous. You must have courage. You're not going to reach the success at any great levels without courage. You have to have courage. I'm telling you, this is a missing ingredient for so many people's lives. It's the reason why so many people go to the grave never having done what God put down on the inside of them. It's the reason why. Now, there's a seminar I'm going to be doing, actually a conference in February, for people who want to write and publish their book, helping many people overcome the fear. Some people are not writing their books because of fear. Fear is stopping many, 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 many people. And we don't want people to be fearful of that. So we want people to write their book, overcome. And some people may say, well, what fear would a person have in doing that? Well, for some people, they have the fear that someone is not going to, like my book or whatever. They're not going to purchase my book. They're not going to like the book. I'm not sure. The book won't be successful. The book won't sell. And all of these fears come up. The book, people won't understand what I'm trying to write about. See, that's nothing but fear. That's nothing but fear. I'm trying to block the person from their blessing. I'm trying to block them from being a blessing. Not just you being blessed by writing the book, but blessing the people who will then hear and read the book and run with what you're saying. Like, I could be so fearful of hosting a radio show that is live to the whole world. I could be so fearful of that. I could have let fear stop me from doing this. But instead, I had to build up courage to do it anyway. You have to be confident enough to do it just a little bit. Remember, if you just have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move a whole mountain. And courage works much the same way. If you have just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of courage, you can act in spite of your fear and watch how your situation in your life will change dramatically. Dramatically. You will, okay, there are people who fear so many different things. For instance, there are some people who fear they won't get a job. You know, I've met people, especially since I work in an industry where people have criminal record. I work with a lot of people who have committed a crime of some sort and been caught, tried, and have been sentenced. Because there are many people who commit crimes every day, but they never get caught, they never go to jail. And so they don't have a criminal record, per se. Yes. Okay. People say, well, I never did that. Well, yes, you did in a lot of ways. If you got high or you get high, if you any kind of drugs or that. A lot of drugs in the United States are still illegal. You know, it was funny to me once. I was meeting with some people about drug addiction, and especially when it comes to marijuana. They really didn't know. They didn't know that marijuana was like using the use of marijuana. And certainly, whoever you bought it from was committing a crime, and so you were a partaker in that crime. And they didn't realize it. They didn't know. Like, wow, they never thought of it like that. It's not like alcohol today. Now, there was a time when alcohol, the sale of alcohol in this country, was also illegal. But it's just interesting how people don't realize certain things that we do can get you in trouble, like running a red light, believe it or not. But nonetheless, back to fear and overcoming fear. Your life, whatever it is that you want to do in your life, you're going to have to be courageous. And as I was saying, there are people who have committed crimes and did different things, and they believe that they can't get a job. And so they become fearful, and eventually they begin to cripple their own self because they say, I can't get a job. So what happens? They won't pursue job opportunities, they hold back, they won't prepare themselves because they think nobody's going to hire me. So when there's opportunities for them to get various skills and things, they won't go. And then what happens? 1 year goes by, 2 years go by. So now it's worse than it was in the beginning. It's worse than all because of fear. All because of fear. Because there are tons and tons and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people who not only have jobs but have great jobs and they had criminal backgrounds. Great jobs, but criminal. So you see how fear can stop you? There are people who want to start their own business, but they fear, I won't have enough money. How can I make the business a success? Who am I to start a business? So what do? They continue to either stay on a job where they're not happy, where they're not as productive, where they're not as successful. They're mediocre, just average, just an average worker, just a mediocre worker, when they could have started their own business and been at the top of their game. Because when you're doing something that you love and that you're really passionate about and that you really care about, you're going to put 150% into it. So you would never just be mediocre. You would be over the top. But because of fear in starting a business, people just rather go to work and be mediocre and at best try to become a top performer. But they, and even if they reach that, there's still always that part of them that would rather be somewhere else. And the very fact that a part of you wants to be somewhere else means you're not giving 100%. You can never give 100% if a part of you wants to be somewhere else. Many of us know that with our relationships. If you're in a relationship with someone, they can tell when you're not 100% there. And typically people, they don't really appreciate being in a relationship with someone who's not 100% there. So we understand that. And it's the same way at work. And why? Why is all of this happening for people? Well, for the most part, is happening because fear has set in. People have let fear set in, and it doesn't have to be that way. You can be courageous. You can change your mindset and start being courageous. You can start today. You can start today just taking tiny steps, just little steps. Oh, yeah, we know at first fear is very overwhelming. Some people even, I know people who have a fear of speaking in public. They have heart palpitations. I was in a classroom once where we had to give a speech, and one lady was so fearful. I never seen anybody that fearful that she actually passed out. The professor didn't know what to do. He was afraid because she actually literally passed out when her turn came. Fear, I'm telling you, it can stop you from reaching the true success and destiny in your life. I remember when I was taking courses at Essex County College back in 1990, when I began to work on my associate degree, I was taking classes there. I was so excited to be in college. You just don't know. I was just so excited. I was overly amazed at my own self. And I was having a ball, and I was getting A's, and I was having a fun time. I was excited about that. It was that courage and that challenge. And there was one class they told me I had to take, and that was biology or 102. And in that particular course, they said that we were going to have to dissect a rat. That's what I thought. That's what some students had said, right? And I got fearful. Now, all this time, I had been getting A's in all my other classes, and here was this class. But I had built up this fear of I was not going to dissect a rat. I had built up this huge, 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 huge fear in my mind. And I said, this is not going to work. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to flunk this class. That's what I told myself. So I'll never forget this. The Professor Pitts, who I believe he's still a professor there. He's so funny at Essex County College 20-something years later. But he's still there. And I said to him, I went to him. I begged him. Please let me take every other part of this class, but I cannot dissect a rat. He goes, don't worry, we don't dissect rats, we dissect pigs, little baby pigs. I was like, you got to be kidding. I said, mister, I cannot dissect anything, maybe other than a little roach, you know, or something, grasshopper or something. He assured me. He said, Lalisa, don't worry. I said, mister, I have a straight A record going here, sir, and this is going to mess me up. And he said, don't worry, we're going to do all the paperwork part of the course first, and then the second half of the semester we'll do the dissecting. I said, sir, I'm going to not do this. I built up in my mind that I was going to literally pass out, right? Well, thank God for having the right people around you, because he really encouraged me that I was going to be able to do it. So sure enough, it came, you know, but again, I had to face my fear, right? I couldn't drop out of the class, so I tried to. I tried everything I could to get out of dissecting this baby pig. Well, on the day that we had to do the dissecting, myself and he put us in groups, so we dissected, not alone, thank God. So I was on a team of three or four other people, and we were in the lab, and it was time to do the dissecting. Well, guess what? I was able to do it. I actually got the little scalpel out. You know, we had already went through the classroom part of it, and he showed us how to cut all of that stuff. We had already looked at all the insides of this baby pig, and he showed us how. Did you know that all the organs and all the systems in a pig are exactly like a human being? Which is why they use the pig to dissect, because that's what we were learning about. It's the human body. And everything in the pig is exactly the way it is in a human. And every organ, every vessel, every system, it all works the exact same way. I was just amazed at that alone. And here I was cutting as if I was a doctor. I was amazed. So you have to face, but once I did that, I got confidence and courage that I could do hard things. And that's what I'm talking about. When you overcome your fear, you will have courage like you never, ever could believe. You never, ever thought you could have that kind of courage until you face your fear. But you have to face it, and you have to realize that you can overcome it. Another time when I had to overcome something very, very fearful in my life, we went, it would have to be before 05, so maybe somewhere around 2003, we went to Jamaica. And we were just there, you know, on a vacation kind of thing. And I remember because my mother was there and my sister Jan was there. It might have even been 2002, somewhere around there. And we had gone on a cruise. And part of the cruise, we got off the ship over in Jamaica. So we went to this famous place that a lot of people know about that have been to Jamaica. It's called the Duns River Falls. At the time, my nieces were probably about 8 and 9. My sister-in-law, she had coordinated the cruise, Yvonne, and so she was there with her two daughters. They were maybe like 8 and 9-ish. They're like 20-something now. So here we are, and this Duns River Falls. Oh, doesn't that sound exciting? Duns River Falls, okay. Well, we go to Duns River, and my brother-in-law, Richard, was there, my sister, Beverly, my husband, Drew. And so we went to this Duns River Falls, right? Now, this place, when I looked at it, it was so scary looking, okay? Fear set in. And I said, I can't do it because you have to climb it, okay? You don't have to. Nobody makes you, but it's a tourist attraction, and the fearless climb it. So I knew I needed to have a lot of fearlessness in my life because, again, I had to come back and tackle school and tackle starting a business and running a business and many other things, right? But I'm talking about this because this is how you build courage, is by overcoming these little fears in your everyday life. So here I am over in Jamaica. I see this thing is full of rocks and water is sliding down and there's little puddles of it's just very scary looking and it's steep. And you climb it, just your hands and feet. Now, so here we are, we're climbing, and I said to myself, when I climbed as much, I didn't go all the way to the top now, trust me. Once I got, just to do it was just, for me, it just launched me so much into being courageous. So sometimes when people look at our lives and we think that somebody was born courageous, no. They weren't born that way. They were developed that way by overcoming their everyday fear. That's how you get courageous. You're not born that way. You get like little kids that fall off of everything. Believe it or not, they're building a courage, and we don't even realize it. You know, sometimes we protect, I think, our children so much that they don't have time to build their courage. But you get those little kids who jump off of everything when they're really little and fall and get back up, boy, those kids become so courageous. And I should have known that I was somewhat courageous because when I was a teenager, maybe 14, 15, I could stay out late nights and I was not afraid of anything out there. And I should have known, and even though that too is a form of building courage. And my grandmother used to tell me, boy, you're not afraid of the redhead devil. She used to say that all the time. Because here I was staying out late, you know, smoking cigarettes, drinking, and all this other stuff. And so these are things, like some kids are afraid to do that. I mean, come on, let's face it. Some kids would never stay out all night. They would never stay out very late. They would never put a cigarette to their mouth. And not always because of fear. Sometimes they don't want to, but I'm just showing you how, believe it or not, courage is built through overcoming things that you are afraid to do. Just like the lady who, there was a preacher who preached at our church not too long ago. She talked about at the age of 68 how she bungee jumped. Can you believe it? At the age of, and she just did this 2 years ago. I didn't even know people still do bungee jumping. But apparently in New Zealand where she was, they do. And it was the original site where people first bungee jumped off of some big gigantic cliff. can you imagine the 68-year lady bungee jumping? Well, she did it, y'all, and she lived to tell the story. But what she also told was how it launched her into like an unlimited fearfulness. Unlimited. Okay? I guess if you do something like that, you're going to be fearless. It's just like people who skydive or people who jump out of a plane, like parachuting, things like that. Sometimes they do it for fun, but some people are doing it to launch themselves beyond fear. Because if you can ever, let me say this, if you can ever get past fear, your dreams are unstoppable. It's unstoppable. Do you hear me? There is nothing. There is nothing you won't attempt to do if you can ever get past your fear. Fear. Fear grips people. It holds them back. It keeps them back. It stifles them from achieving the life of their dreams. It's not money. It's not your race. It's not the color of your skin. It's not who we are in relationship with. But what holds people back in life more than any of those things, because all of those things can only hold people back because they are fearful. They are afraid that someone is going to deny them because of their race. I used to think like that. I used to think that I wasn't going to get a particular job because I was an African-American woman. Can you believe it? Can you? I thought like that. I used to think, I'm not going to get a loan from that bank because I have bad credit. I used to think like that. I'm telling you, fear is the thing that is stopping most of you from achieving your dreams, from having what you want. Because every time you let fear hold you back, you miss the opportunity to build your courage. And without courage, you're not going to be able to live your God-given purpose. You're not. Why do you think God told Joshua over and over and over, be of good courage, be fearless? He told Abraham the same thing. Go out there. You expand yourself. That right there is saying be fearless. David had to be fearless when he decided to fight Goliath, his giant. Caleb was fearless when he went into the Canaan land to spy out the land. He was fearless when he did not see himself as a grasshopper and the people in the land as giants, as the other 10 spies did. Only two, remember, came back with a good report and said, we can take them. And that's what you have to say. We can take this. You need courage. You want to really live a successful life, if you want to really live the life of your dreams, you want to start that business, run your business, make, in these hard times, you need, you need courage, you don't need nothing else. There are businesses closing up around us. How are you standing firm? Because of courage. How did you get so courageous? Because you faced your fear head on. How do you continue to raise your family in these hard economic times? Because you're fearless. You're fearless. How did you get fearless? Because you built up your courage, and you became courageous. How did you become courageous? You faced your fears. You faced your fears. You went into the bank. You talked to the loan officer. Or you went to the boss, and you talked to your supervisor or your manager about your own development or about how you can get a raise. You went and talked to a new employer about getting a different job if that's what it takes. You started your own business. You went into a seminar where you learned how to start your business by yourself. I remember the first time I went to New York by myself on the PATH train. I was scared to death. I thought somebody was going to push me over into the train track. Because why? I saw that stuff on TV, in a movie, or on the news. It really happens. I was feared. Oh, I was so fearful to go to New York alone. But guess what? I did it anyway. And what happened as a result of sitting on the train next to people I don't know, standing down in tunnels and in subways by myself? I'm from Ohio, so, but guess what? Once I did it, I overcame that, and that became a stepping stone for me to do the next thing. And that's how you're going to do it. That's how you're going to do it. That's how you're going to do it. Yes, caller from 513. Do you have a comment or question? Hello, 513. You're on the air. Yes, do you have a comment or question? Okay, no. If you have a comment or question, please, if you hit your number one key, you will be in the host queue, and you can add a comment or a question. This would be a great time to do it. We still have about 15 good minutes remaining to the show. I definitely want to welcome you to the show. If it's your first time tuning in to the Coach and Lisa show, please hit your number one key, and I'll bring you in. You can share with us your name and where you're calling from and make a comment or a question. Certainly, you don't have to do that. You can just say where you're calling from. You don't have to say your name, but we are delighted to have you here. This is the Coach and Lisa show that you've tuned into. We are talking today about really living the life of your dreams, but you won't do it absent being courageous. And how do we get courageous? Where do we get the courage? Because I've found that that is what's holding back most people from really becoming the success that God has for you. That's whether it be as it relates to your education, your own business, the companies you may work for. Again, go talk to the CEO of your company, any company, and find out why and how they got where they are. Whatever they did, at the heart of it was courage. They had the courage. You know, do you know it takes courage to start a company? Do you know that? Do you know? I mean, think about it. You have to risk money and time and effort in hopes of a return of your investment. Well, that takes courage to do that. A certain type of courage has had to have been developed in you. But here's the thing. They did it even in spite of their fear. So many people are grumpy and grouchy on the jobs because the only thing is they could go and start their own business doing that very same thing, but because of fear. Fear that they won't be successful. Fear that success will change their life. Some people are afraid to fail because they feel that they won't bounce back, they won't overcome it. They're going to be doomed to that failure for the rest of their lives. There are a lot of people who don't start a business because they're afraid that they will fail. I know tons and tons of people who could start businesses. Now, here's one reason to start a business, if you're interested in starting one, is that you get to be a part of a group of people that help create jobs for others. And I think that right there in and of itself is just awesome. I know the company that I started some years ago, I believe that definitely for 2011, I've had a few volunteers and some people that I've been partnering with, but for 2011, I'm going to actually be able to hire people. And that in and of itself means that we're now contributing and impacting the economy in a great way, as opposed to sitting around complaining about the high unemployment rate and the lack of employment and the lack of money in the economy. We will be part of a group of people that are making a difference in the economy. You know, some of you know in my entrepreneurial training and seminars, I tell people, stop looking for a job and start creating a job. You know, some people get so frustrated because they cannot find work. I know one lady told me that she had a friend who graduated college, 2.5 years ago and has yet to find a job, and that this particular friend of hers is just so depressed. Now, for me, I cannot understand that in my today's mind. Now, 10 years ago, no, let's see, yeah, 10 years ago, I could understand it easily. 20 years ago, I should say. 23 years ago, I could understand it, because in 1987 is when I made the decision to be an entrepreneur. So that's why I say 23 years ago. So prior to that, I had no concept of being an entrepreneur. I never had any concept of starting a business. My whole life was driven by someone needs to hire me. That was my whole life. So I went into the military. I worked at Cootie's Records. I worked at the bank part-time. I worked, you know, at Silco. I worked at many, 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 many jobs, because that was my mindset. But in 1987, that's when I switched mindsets and decided that I was going to be an entrepreneur one day. I just didn't know when, but I knew I was. I didn't know when, and that's okay. You don't have to know when. You just have to know that it's going to happen one day for you. And so here, so 1987, so then by 90, so by the year 2000, I was developing my business idea and plan, putting it into action, I should say, because by that time I was in college working on an MBA, which confirmed what I had already felt in 87. Because as I was getting this MBA, I said to myself, there's no way I'm going to pay $60,000 for a degree that teaches you how to run a business, and you're going to go run somebody else's. And that ain't going to happen, little Lisa. That's what I said to myself sitting right out there, Fairleigh Dickinson. I said in the classroom I started the degree in 98. Halfway through the degree, I said, hold up here. You know, and I kept getting those bills every semester. It's like, wait a minute. You're paying all this money to learn how to run a business. Guess what? You're not going, the business you're going to run is going to be yours. It was like, you know, the Holy Spirit just dropped that on me. Okay, guess what? You're going to be running your own. But yes, we have to work for others, because we have to learn the business process. So you can't just always come out of school always and just go right into your own business. No, you got to go work somewhere else to learn, because the degree will only teach you the theoretical pieces and some practicality, but mostly it's all theory. You don't get to practice it. So you have to go work for someone so you can learn the ins and outs of how businesses run and how people operate and how people relate. Fine, and do that. It might take you 5 years. You may work for somebody 20 years. It's okay. But once you know that you're going to be running your own business, when you go to work, you have a different mindset. And so that's for people who are wondering, should I start a business or not? This has nothing to do with working for someone else, because you got to go work for somebody else so you can know what to do. So when you get your business, you're not green. You understand now why you're there and how you're going to stay there. But being courageous is at the heart of every successful business. Being courageous is at the heart of every successful marriage. Being courageous and acting fearless is at the heart of every successful student. People think, oh, they're so smart. No, there maybe. But at the heart of that student, smart or not, the reason they finish is because of courage. Oh, that person is so gifted and talented. Oh, look at Will Smith, and, you know, look at Demi Moore, this actor or that actor. They're so talented. Yeah, they are, maybe. How did they get talented? Because they were courageous. Because they, in spite of their fear, they acted anyway. I meet people that are even great, great, great speakers. They and entertainers. I've met some entertainers or listened to them being interviewed or read their books, and they said every single time they got ready to come out on the stage, they were so wrapped up in fear, but they do it anyway. They do it anyway. Fear, you know, you can't wait to do something. If you're waiting for fear to go away, you can forget it. You might as well go somewhere and hide. If you're waiting to do something, if you're waiting for fear to leave you before you do it, forget it. It's never going to happen. You have to act in spite of your fear. And when you do, you will build courage. And as you build courage, you'll be able to do anything. Because the only thing that's stopping most of us from doing what we really love, what we really truly want to do, most of what's stopping us is fear. Again, it's not race, it's not religion, it's not our gender, it's fear. If you talk to the first woman who is in the, I think she's in the United States Navy, she's the highest ranking woman that's ever made her particular rank, she had to be fearless. How did she get fearless? She had to overcome her fear. How did she get courageous? You know, I think about other people in your life that is courageous. How did they get that way? How did they get that way? Well, that's because they acted in spite of whatever their fear was. They didn't let fear stop them. Don't be like individuals who let fear stop you. Don't let fear stop you. And don't let the fear that others can try to put on you stop you. Because what we found that what most people do, they try to put their fears on you. They try to put the things that they're fearful of on your life. But don't let that happen. Stop them in their tracks. When people come your way and they want you to be afraid because they are afraid, you have to know how to stop them. Good morning to you too, Miss Pretty. You have to know how to stop people who are trying to put their fear on you. And try to hang around people that are fearless as well. You know, there's something about the company that we keep. There's something about the company that we keep. The company that we keep will try to change you. You should try to surround yourself with people who are doing what you want to do. People who are successful. In 1 Corinthians, it tells us that bad company ruins good morals. Don't hang around just any old body. That's fearful. That's fearfulness right there. Hanging around people just because it's convenient. Don't do that. Be courageous. Go find some new friends. Go meet up with people who are stepping out of the boat. Go meet up with people who are fearless. Step out of your comfort zone. Don't be fearful of people who have more than you and who are doing greater than you. That's who you want to hang around. Don't be intimidated. Don't let fear intimidate you and think that you don't deserve to be around these individuals or that they're going to make you look bad. They could never make you look bad. What's making you look bad is hanging around people who aren't going anywhere, who don't want anything in life. They're just satisfied with being mediocre. They're just satisfied with being average and doing, I tell my students, don't be satisfied with just doing C work. I'm like, what is that? Middle of the road? So, I got a C. And your point? Well, you know, I was striving for an A. No, you weren't. Because if you were striving for an A, you would have got an A. You don't strive for an A and end up with a C. Most people end up with a C because they strive for a C. If you strive for an A, that's what you'll get, is an A, because you're going to get what you're striving for. You strive to write a book, that's what you're going to do. You're going to have a book at the end of your striving. If you strive to be fearless, guess what you're going to end up with? Is a courageous life. Whatever you're striving to get to, that's where you're going to get. But now when people just settle. So you don't want to just settle. You don't want to settle. Don't get out of the settling business. Get out of that. Leave that country. Leave that land. You know, like God told Abraham, get out of this land and go over there. You know, get out of the settling land and get into the striving for greatness. So that you can begin to thrive in your dream life. So remember, You can overcome fear, but you got to face fear in order to overcome it. And as you do, you will build courage. And the more courage you build, the more you can overcome and face fear. So overcome your fear by facing it. And every time you face your fear, you become more and more courageous. And the more courageous you become, the more you can overcome your fear. The more you can overcome your fear, the more successful you will be in life, because you will be able to have the marriage you want, the job you want, the career you want, the business you want, the customers you want, the clients you want, the relationships you want. You can have it all. The abundant. He said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. He wants you to have it all. I want you to have it all. You're going to have it all. That's all we have time for today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the power of endurance. How to endure. How to keep going when you want to give up. When everything is screaming, give up now and save face. How do you keep going? That's tomorrow's topic, endurance. That'll even help us with fear, to endure. How do you endure a marriage when everything is going wrong in the marriage? How do you do that? How do you endure your company, your business, when the finances are low, the customers are low, the advertising's low, the marketing's down, the employees are down? How do you endure and stay on top of your game? Well, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. And I definitely want to let you know I am on tour with my message, Developing the Success Mind. Well, we're going to be at Berklee College in just next year, in January, the 12th or the 19th, I believe it's the 12th, and we're very, very, very excited about that. We are also going to be on Tanya White's show, so I'll give you more information on that, her radio show. You can tune in right here on Blog Talk Radio. Tanya White will be on her show January the 3rd. I'll be a guest. It's a 7 p.m. show. I believe it's a Tuesday night, January 3rd. We have many, many, many things coming up. And how do we get there? Through the absence of fear. Don't forget, I love to see those of you who can make it to the retreat this weekend. Friday night, we have relaxation, the spa night. We're going to be, your registration fee will cover hand massage. If you want to get a foot massage or other types of massages, they will be on hand for that. The entire retreat is $50. You can stay overnight. The rooms are $85, absolutely, if you share with someone. Of course, that will bring down the cost of that for you. You can contact me if you have questions. All day long Saturday, we have conference. We have topics on finding your purpose, being fit for the kingdom. I'm going to be talking about how to market and sell your books. We're going to have someone there talking about being single and satisfied and celibate. I'm going to be talking about igniting your marriage. We're going to do 6 a.m. prayer. We're going to have a workout at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. It's just going to be awesome. How to be prosperous in God's kingdom. It's going to be great. It's going to be at the Wyndham Hotel starting this Friday. Friday from 6 to 10 p.m. Saturday starting with 6 a.m. prayer, going all day till 5. You need to register for that today. Call 888-714-7776. We'd love to see you there at Wyndham Garden Hotel in Newark, New Jersey, 550 U.S. Highway 9, Routes 1 and 9. They have a set of rooms blocked off for you if you call, if you want to stay overnight Friday night. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a Friday night pajama party. Now, if you register for the conference, $50, just $50 for 2 days, you get to bring a sister, girlfriend, or another woman for free. So if you register, you get to bring someone else for free. So it's been real. It's been awesome. We'll see you here tomorrow. Don't forget, tell a friend, tell someone to tune in to the the Coach Lalisa Show.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.